And Mike, let's keep it in the SEC and move over to Athens, Georgia. 7 p.m. kick on ESPN. It's the South's oldest continuous rivalry. Number 24, Auburn. Number 5, Georgia. Last year, Georgia took a number one ranking into Jordan-Hare. They went back to Athens, toting a 40-17 loss. Of course, the Dogs avenged that loss in the SEC championship game, 28-7. And no matter what happens tomorrow night in Athens, the Dogs are back in Atlanta the first Saturday in December.
It's been decided Georgia's going to represent the East. Alabama's going to represent the West. But Georgia's going to have to win out, or most likely have to win out, to get in the Final Four. In this game, Georgia's a 14-point favorite. Now, listen, it's only the second time in the last 20 years that a team has been favored by two touchdowns or more in this series. The last time was in 2012. Georgia was favored by 15. They won that game 38-0, but that 2012 team from Auburn, that Auburn team had packed it in late in the season. This Auburn team hasn't quit, but they still look out of sync.
They were beaten last week against A&M, stagnant offense, no rushing attack whatsoever. Now, I was not there, but buddies of mine said that the stadium was so quiet at times that you could literally hear the quarterbacks calling the signals from the stands. Now, but an ill-advised turnover by the Aggies caused that Tiger offense to come alive. They scored 14 points in the final 5 minutes and 14 seconds of the game. They get the win 28-24. But now they only had 278 total yards all day, and 129 of that came on the last two drives. You never know which Auburn team will show up.
Yeah, Auburn's a very difficult team to handicap for that very reason. When I take a look at numbers in this series, the last 5 meetings in Athens, Georgia won all 5. They covered all 5. And the last 3 trips that Auburn's made to Athens, the Tiger offense could only manage a single touchdown in each of those games. The trends, they point to Georgia. They point to the under. But Auburn has lost by more than 2 touchdowns just once in their last 30 regular season games. So that makes me have a small lean to Auburn plus the 2 touchdowns.
We'll just have to wait and see who shows up in Athens tomorrow night wearing those white uniforms. Is it the team that played the first 55 minutes against Texas A&M, or the team that played the last 5? We'll just have to see, because – and this series is truly a nip-tuck kind of rivalry – 58 wins for Georgia, 56 for Auburn, and 8 ties back in the day.